What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds? No, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me, Kevin from Paranerds.com. Along with my co-host,
Tired Rooster.
That's right. And we're gonna have a special podcast for you today. No, we're not. We're just tired.
I think I deleted something.
This is podcast number 111, and we're recording this at 12:30. Yeah, midnight. Past midnight.
We're recording it on a Saturday.
Technically, yes. We're recording on Saturday morning, Friday night, because I just got home from work, and you... I don't know what
I'm
you're
tired.
Thinking. You're just tired. Look how much we love you guys, the listeners, that is. We didn't have one last week because it was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I want to thank all the fans for their birthday messages, and I want to thank all the fans for their birthday gifts. And by that, I mean, I didn't get shit. Thanks a lot, guys. That was awesome.
You never provided them an address.
Well, I was joking about the gifts, but at least a birthday. At least a happy birthday. You were at my party. How was that? Fun? Good.
It was fun. It was good.
Yeah. Yeah, we left early. We're getting old. That sucks.
You didn't leave early.
Well, we left earlier than, like, my previous birthdays.
Alright.
That makes sense, right?
It does make sense.
Yeah. Anyways, this is podcast 111. It's going to be a very short one because we are extremely, extremely tired. And,
Goodbye!
Goodbye, that was the podcast. So we're talking about this week what we always do. Games we've been playing, news, new releases. Oh, yeah, by the way, we might sound different because we're doing this over Skype.
Skype!
Because I don't want you at my house at 12:30.
I don't want to get up.
I don't want you at my house at freaking 5 p.m. whenever we normally do the podcast. I like your little giggle. That was cute. We're going to be talking about... what are we talking about? What are we playing? New releases, news, and Black Ops 2. Hey! Yes, there is no third segment. That is it. We also have a contest, sort of, to give away a game, sort of, which we'll be announcing later on in the podcast. I forgot to
is
fill
it
you
a in. Game or is it a contest? What's going on?
Well,
here?
It's a contest for a game, and I say sort of because, well, you get to it. We'll get to it eventually. Just remind me, or else I forget.
I'm going to forget, too.
I know you are. All right, so what games have you been playing this week, my dear brother?
Absolutely nothing.
Cool. All right, up next. really? Nothing at all? Guild Wars?
No.
You just go in there, do your thing?
Yeah, I just do my dailies in Guild Wars, and I log off and go to bed and wake up at 5 to go to work at 6.
God, you know what's weird?
What? We're adults now?
Well, yeah, we're adults, but we're also doing this on Skype. It's weird. I miss, like, staying next to you. It's been so long.
I miss your smelly balls.
I smell your missy balls. It's terrible. So yeah, you really haven't been playing anything at all?
No, I don't have time for that. Who has time for that kind of stuff?
It's
we're adults
nobody,
now.
No, it's ain't nobody got time for that. Say it right.
I'm not trying to say that.
Oh, I thought you were.
I'm just saying, no.
Oh. All right, cool. Well, because it was my birthday, I got a whole bunch of presents, which is always fun. My girlfriend actually got me Paper Mario Sticker Star for the 3DS.
For 3DS? Nice.
Yeah. And she also got me Black Ops 2 for the 3DS. No, 360. It has number 3. It's close enough. But before I talk about that, you guys actually all got me Microsoft points, which is exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I like it's gone to the point now where I like downloadable games more than I do retail games. Because retail games, you're like, I know what to expect. And downloadable games, you're like, what? A flower versus a zombie? This is crazy, yo. So yeah, I got a lot of points. I haven't really used it on anything yet, although Walking Dead Episode 5 is out, and I will get there, and I will probably cry, because that game is very depressing. You should play
it's
it,
the fifth one, the last one?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it to all come out, so I can do it all in one big stream.
Supposedly, there is a retail version coming out. Supposedly.
Ooh.
So, don't buy them now. I wish I knew that, or I would have saved it too, but I'm in a Walking Dead phase right now. Oh god, it's so good. Yeah, so the games I've been playing, I actually bought, Uncharted 3. I finally got around to playing that game.
Alright.
And it's really, really good. If you like the previous Uncharted games, you know exactly what to expect from this one. It's pretty much the same idea. Different story? Kind of, but not really.
Different person? Not
yeah,
really.
No, not at all. You're playing as the guy from Assassin's Creed because it's the same voice actor, get it? No, actually, the game is actually, it's fun. It's like, the more I play, the more I realize this game is Tomb Raider. I just don't understand why this game succeeded and Tomb Raider keeps failing. Although mm-hmm. The new one looks good. But this game is Tomb Raider. Like, that's what it is. It's minus the boobs. But I don't understand why it's like that. Like, why did this succeed? It is Tomb Raider. You're going, killing people.
Because he has a penis.
That could be it. Although there is a couple parts in the game that made me laugh. You know Scully? Do you know anyone in the game?
No.
Well, it's okay.
I never played it.
I'm not even sure the guy's name is Scully. I could be making that up.
Oh, okay.
Sully. There you go, Sully. at one point, I forget where they are, but the girl's like, you know, you do have to hold hands, and as they're walking together, they're holding hands. It's pretty funny. Yeah. And little things like that make me laugh. Yeah, so I'm playing Uncharted 3. Obviously, everyone knows what a good game it is. It's not bad. I've been playing my PS3 a lot more than I've been playing my Xbox, which is kind of weird.
And we all bought you Microsoft points.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just waiting for new things to come out. I also had no internet for like the last 5 days, so there's that. Yeah, that sucked. The other game, obviously, I've been playing was Toe Jam and Earl, because that's on Xbox Live, and we still haven't played together. What the hell?
I haven't even turned my Xbox on in so long.
If I wasn't so worried about making a mess, I would do a spit take. But I don't want to make a mess. Because Toe Jam and Earl, we've been begging for this game for like 2 years now, and
it's not here. Yeah, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah, you didn't buy it at all yet?
No, I didn't. Again, from last time we spoke about it, I haven't turned on my Xbox.
Damn, wow, that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
You should start buying like iPhone games. Or get a 3DS so we can play together. It would be cute.
More things that I don't need? Come on.
Yeah, fair enough. The other game I've been playing besides Toe Jam and Earl was Wario Land. I also bought myself some 3DS points because I like points. So I actually bought Super Mario Land 3 Wario Land, which is a game I used to own way back in the day when I had a Game Boy. So it's a Game Boy game on 3DS.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think they're gonna have more to say there. I remember playing that game like way back in the day. That was a game like I always they had the Metroid 2, Return of Samus, whatever the hell it's called. Yeah. I played those two games the most. And Battletoads every time I played, I broke a Game Boy with my forehead, true story. So I bought the Wario Land game because I absolutely love that game. And oh my god, I still love it. It's so good. It's weird playing on a 3DS because the game's like all like black and green or whatever it is, and mm-hmm. and the screen's like, I don't know, Wario just looks really big, like too big. But yeah, the game's fun, and I remember as a kid, because you could get different endings depending on how many hidden treasures you find. The more money you make, the bigger mansion you get. And then Mario comes, spoiler alert, Mario comes by and takes off with it. But anyways, because you stole his castle in the last game. So yeah, I bought Wario Land for the 3DS, and yeah, I know I told myself I'd never buy another Nintendo game, because last time I did, my Wii crashed and I never got my games back.
But you still do it.
But the way I think it actually saves on your SD card now, because all the games I have are on my SD card.
Jeez, about time.
I think. I could be wrong. I never actually tested that theory.
Well, let's test it right now.
Nah, I'm too lazy to go get it. And the other game I've been playing was Punch-Out. I bought that for the 3DS as well, the original Punch-Out.
The original? All right.
Yeah. And do you remember what the full name of the game is?
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
That's right, except...
I have the original.
It's not called Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, it's called Mr. Dreamer, or Mr. Something.
It was renamed to that, right?
Yeah, because ever since Mike Tyson did the whole, like, throwing his wife down the stairs, and, you know, Nintendo was kind of like, yeah, let's stay away from that.
Yeah, but I still have the Mike Tyson one.
The original one, right?
Yeah.
I have it, too.
Game Boy.
Who is it? Who is some Mike? Mr. Dream, yeah. So it's Mr. Dream's Punch-Out or whatever. It's a really stupid name.
Because the story is she fell asleep and fell down the stairs.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm playing that game, and that game is fucking hard. Like, I loved it on the Wii as well. And every time, you know, the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, like the music comes on when he's running.
Yeah.
Every time I hear that song, of course, I think, stole my bike, you know?
Mm-hmm. No joke, right? I remember.
So that's all I ever hear whenever I see that. It's because, for those who don't know, it's N-Word Stole My Bike. Look it up on Google. I'm not going to sing it. I already have enough hate mail. I don't need any more. But yeah, so I've been playing Punch-Out. It's really hard. I'm on the Indian. And I know that sounds racist saying I'm on the Indian, but no, that game is full of stereotypes. There's the Canadian, the Indian, the Chinese dude, the French. Like, that's the characters. They're made. Like, he literally has a turban, and he spins around in circles and teleports. That's his thing.
That's what all, like, Indian people do.
And Glass Joe, is he French? Or is he just American?
Could be. I don't know.
The first guy you fight.
Could be American.
Yeah, I forget where he's from. But yeah, that game's awesome. Like, it's really hard. Have you ever made it to Mike Tyson in the original?
No.
No, neither have I.
Game was hard.
But my favorite guy to fight is King Hippo. He's awesome. I love King Hippo. He's so easy. Do you remember how you beat him?
Punch him in the stomach. You have to dodge his hooks.
Yeah. As soon as he opens his mouth, you punch him in the gut, and his pants fall, and you keep punching him in the gut until you win. Mm. So there's that, and I've been kicking it old school. I also bought Borderlands 2. I haven't got around to playing it yet, though, but it was on sale, so I was like, yeah, I'll buy it. So there's that. And yeah, and last game I was playing, which I'm not going to talk too much about it because I want to talk about more, and plus I'm still playing it, is Paper Mario Sticker Star, the new 3DS game.
It looks like we got a lot to talk about.
No, we don't.
We don't. Oh.
Yeah, so Paper Mario Sticker Star is the newest 3DS game with Paper Mario. And you like the Paper Mario series, right?
Yeah, it's a great game.
I actually find Paper Mario a more likable character than Super Mario. Does that make sense?
He's the same guy.
Oh, no, that's the thing. I feel like he's a different guy. Like a different... You know how there's like modern Sonic and old school Sonic?
Mm-hmm.
Same guy, but they're different. Like you can tell one's more attitude and one's trying to be more attitude.
And what would you say that Paper Mario is?
Paper Mario's the laid back one. He doesn't seem so cocky. He kind of lets everyone else do the talking and just goes around doing his shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the game is actually pretty fun. I love the graphics on it because it's a 2D game in a 3D device in a 3D world, but everybody in it knows that they're 2D.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, so they're all paper, but everything in the game is you can move around 3D, but there are things that actually pop out of the screen as well in 2D, but it's 3D. Anyways, the game is an RPG, just like the first Paper Mario game. So you actually go around collecting stickers, hence the name, and those are your attacks. So when you actually go to fight someone, you have a bunch of stickers at the bottom, like a hammer, a shoe, and whatever, like a jumping skill. So if you select them, then you can use them. If you don't have them, then you got to run away. So you got to collect stickers. The more stickers you collect, the better you are. You only have
Stickers easy to find?
Yeah, they're everywhere. But you only have so much space. So the more levels you unlock, the more pages you get for more stickers.
For a sticker book?
Yeah, actually, it is a sticker book. That's an adorable thing. And yeah, so you can even use like 3D objects that he finds, stickerize them, and then make them into pretty much stickers.
Super stickers.
Well, you could paperize yourself. You remember how in Paper Mario for the Wii, you can flip the game into 3D perspective?
Yeah.
In this one, you can actually flatten the area into a book.
Okay, and then, but do you stay normal and?
Floating above it. Like you're this power that no one else does. So you can actually find the image. You can pull, like, stickers off the book or you can put stickers onto the platform if it tells you to. Like, if there's vents blowing at you at the background and it's causing wind, just put a sticker on it and it'll stop blowing.
Jesus Christ, so, creative.
It's really, really creative. And, like, a lot of the attacks I find very cute. Like, if you get shot by one of the fish that shoots water, you become soggy, so you can't attack. Some of the shy guys... 'Cause
you're paper!
Some of the shy guys will actually put a paper clip on you and you can't attack for a while.
Yeah.
It's actually really clever, and like if you damage them too much, they get crumpled, so they can't attack as well. So it's actually very like I like that the world is well aware that they're made of paper. I like that.
That's cool. It sounds like a really good game.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like it's hard. It's more like Metroid, believe it or not, than anything else. Meaning, if I go like the world 2-1, because it's not like 1-1, 1-2, 1-3. It's like think of Super Mario World map.
Yeah.
And you could go wherever you want, kind of thing. So mm-hmm. If you go right and you go all the way to the end level and you see like you need a sticker of a light bulb, for example, you can't go until you find a light bulb. So you actually have to find the light bulb. It's not just going to show up. So you have to put stickers on doors like where you think a door would be and open up that room and see if there's a light bulb. So you're going to go back and forth a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm really enjoying the game. It's surprising. Like I knew it was going to be a good game because obviously it's a Mario game on the 3DS. But, it's
Paper Mario of all things.
And it's awesome. Like, I wish New Super Mario Bros. 2 was this. I'm still writing a review on it, so I'm not gonna talk that much about it. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing this week.
It's good. Looks like you've had a lot of games to play, but at the same time, not as much.
Yeah, I also got that Transformers game, but I didn't get a chance to play that yet. The Revenge of Fallen or something or other. Anywho, let's look at the games that came out the week of November 11. Are you, on there?
I have like 600 tabs. You have to point which one. The games that came out?
Yes.
I opened everything. I don't see anything. What are you talking about? I'm just going to agree to what you say. Go ahead.
Anyway. Uh-huh. On November 13, or the week of November 11, the games Black Ops 2 came out that week. Lego Lord of the Rings came out. Are you going to get that?
I wanted to, but eh. Like, I like the Lego series, but...
I don't like the direction they're going with it.
What, now that they talk?
They talk, and like I understand the previous games were pretty much copy and paste. It was always the same game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just
except the theme was different.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't really like...
They're still fun, but I just don't know if it's worth a buy.
Yeah. Paper Mario came out last week as well. That's pretty... Oh, Wonder Book finally came out. Book of Spells for the PS Move. No one's going to buy that. Scribblenauts Unlimited came out on the Wii U before the Wii U was even released. That's stupid.
Yeah. Now you could buy the game and wait for the system.
So stupid. Anyway,
the system's out now, right?
Yeah, now it is. The games that came out the week of November 18 is Hitman Absolution, which we did not get for review, so I researched, so that game gets a 0 from us.
That sucks.
Persona 4 Golden comes out for the Vita. Zombie U. Okay, oh, fuck it. The Wii U came out, okay? There, it's out. Done.
Okay.
And so all the games are going to be for the Wii U. Zombie U, which is getting a pretty bad score, and I think the name is very stupid.
It looks decent. It doesn't look bad.
Yeah, I guess.
But, oh well.
I guess.
What's the score it got?
It got 4.5 on the set I'm looking at. Actually, did we say we're going to talk about Black Ops 2 for the last segment?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the Wii for a bit on the last segment?
Sure.
Okay, we'll talk about the Wii. Because I don't know about it. So we'll just talk about the Wii and how we miss it so much and all that. So yeah, Zombie U got for the Wii. Batman Arkham City, or Armored Edition, came out for the Wii U. New Super Mario Bros. U came out for... Man, that's stupid. You can't put U at the end of everything. It's stupid.
They did it with the Wii.
What the Wii was different, and they also did it with 64. It just... That means you don't know what else to put there. It sounds like it's university school. What school do you go to? New Super Mario Bros. U. Never mind, that was a hit and a swing and a miss.
I got it.
Black Ops 2 came out on the Nintendo Wii U.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
Huh.
Nintendo Land came on the Wii U. Walking Dead Episode 5, No Time Left, came out. I have to buy that. Ninja Gaiden 3 came on the Wii U. Darksiders 2 came on the Wii U. A good lineup, I think, if these games weren't already out.
Yeah, but still. But, yeah, that's pretty bad.
if I had a Wii U right now, the only game I would have on this whole list is New Super Mario Bros. U. That's it.
That's true.
Because everything else I already own. And maybe you, if I got it for free.
Or maybe a game with a bundle.
And also, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale came out. I also asked for a review for that game, which I did not get, so that game gets a 0 from us.
I heard it sucks.
Yeah, I heard. I was gonna buy it, but I don't have, if it was on the Xbox, I'd buy it, because, you know, I have friends to play with. But I don't play online games on PS3, because I have no friends that have it, so...
Yeah. That's why you play with different people online.
That's true, I guess, but I don't want to. did you play Smash Brothers online, or did you play with your friends?
With friends, of course.
And everyone had a Wii at the time. That's what we're going to talk about in the last segment. So since I'm not going to be talking about Black Ops 2 in the last segment, Serge actually reviewed Black Ops 2, giving it a 7.5 out of 10. Have you played Black Ops 2?
Nope, and I don't plan on for a very, 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 very long time.
Played Modern Warfare 3?
Wait, Modern Warfare 3, the new one?
The one that came out last year.
No, I didn't play. I think I shot like two guys at your house, or where did I try it?
I think it was probably my house.
Probably.
So, did you play Black Ops?
Yes, I played Black Ops.
Did you like that one? Yeah, everyone likes Black Ops. So this one is kind of the same, not the same idea, but so it takes place in the future, 2025.
And in the past, right?
Past. So you actually play as Mason, I believe. So you play as Mason from the first game.
And okay.
You play as his son. Hello?
I'm listening to your story. I'm waiting for more.
Play as his son, so, you know, you find out that Mason, spoiler alert, dies. So you're trying to figure out why he died. So,
cancer.
Well, that's...
Number one killer.
That's what you're trying to figure out. So that's pretty much the whole game, is, like, that, right? So you go back and forth between... And it's very easy to get confused. Like, who am I now? What's going on? Why am I in the future? You know? Who's this guy? Frank Woods, one of the characters in the game, is a dude in a wheelchair. Awesome. Awesome character. But anyway, so yeah, so that game has, you go... forward in the future, past, which I think it's a nice direction, because Modern Warfare is modern war, right?
Yeah.
Black Ops was, you know, Call of Duty's went to the past so many times that we're just, like, tired of it. That's why we're happy when it became modern.
Yeah.
And if they go too much into the future, then you have Halo, right?
Give or take. Or Battlefield 2142.
Or that, even. So 2025, I think, is a good future, because it's a little bit more technology. Like, there's floating, like, drones and shit, but there's no aliens.
That's like... 13 years from now.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like half the things they have is you're looking at it going, I can see that actually happening.
Really?
So, yeah, like there's like think of Glitch from Reboot, that thing on his wrist.
Okay.
Think of that. They use that a lot in the game.
Interesting. So, but they use horses too. We don't have horses.
Do use horses. So the game, I actually completed it, and apparently, depending what choices you make throughout the game, because there are choices you could do, like kill the guy, don't kill the guy, or kill the guy, don't kill the guy, and believe it or not, kill the guy, or don't kill the guy, you have different endings.
Alright.
I had the good ending, because, believe it or not, I killed a guy.
How many endings are there?
It's like, I don't know, there's like four, I think. Anyway, I got the good ending, but if you stay after the credits, it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And I will tell you off the air, because I don't want to spoil it, because the game just came out. Right. I'll tell you off the air if you remind me. But yeah, it's one of the funniest endings I've ever seen. There's this weird mode in the game called Strike Force, which is the game trying really, really, really hard to be an RTS. And it fails miserably.
Really?
Because you do like a mission, and all of a sudden you're controlling troops. Like, the camera's above, you're controlling troops, they would tell them where to go. It is awful. Like, I got frustrated. Even Brown Bear told me he never got so frustrated in the game before. It is just a terrible, terrible decision. I take my hat off because they're trying something new, but it isn't executed well, I find.
It's just not your cup of tea.
No, I've looked online to see, I even asked on Twitter, like, does anyone else hate it? And apparently it's hated all around.
Oh, then don't play it.
Well, yeah, you have the choice of playing it or not, but I didn't know that. The first round, you have to play it, right? Because it's like, here's a new mode, try it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the only way I won was by taking over a body, like going to first-person shooter. It kind of does the carrier command thing, which I never thought I'd make that reference.
Yeah.
So it does that, where you actually jump into a body and go into first-person. But that's the only way I pass the level. If you tell your troops to go, like, I can't figure out how to select one and make them go somewhere, so all the troops are going to kill this one guy while my base is getting attacked on the other side.
And they suck and they all die.
They all die, and it's just awful. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. But apparently if you play it, you get different endings. But I don't ever plan to play that ever again. Of course, online multiplayer, which, you know, it's online multiplayer. Good. The game has a 10-for-10 thing as opposed to, like, here's your skills, that's it.
Okay.
You know what that means, 10-for-10?
No, I was going to ask you, but that's I was going to wait for you to finish your sentence.
10 items, and you're going to have two primary guns, no grenades, more perks, more kill streak, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You have a selection of 10 items in your arsenal, pretty much. So you know how a previous game you had a gun, a handgun, a grenade, this, and the kill streaks?
Yeah.
Saying you can have, you know, a gun, 5 attachments, 1 perk, all has to add up to 10. If you go more than 10, you gotta take something off.
Interesting. I guess that really makes your character more unique.
Exactly. So you're not stuck to like a class. You can make whatever you want. You can make whatever perks you want. But you only do 10 because some perks take up more than one spot, right?
No, that sucks. That's a way for them to screw you over.
So, yeah, exactly. But it's still, I'd rather have that than the other, because it is something different. And instead of kill streaks, you have score streak now.
Whether they get sued and lose the term?
I don't know. So instead of getting 3 kills in a row and you get a thing, if you get 6,500 points, then you get your first kill streak.
That's like Medal of Honor.
Is it?
Yeah, all of Medal of Honor does that. It goes by your score, not by your kills.
Oh, well,
so if you heal someone or give them ammo or you get a kill, you get points for it, and it adds up, and you get your first kill streak or streak.
This game is ripping off Carrier Commander and a Medal of Honor. Two terrible games.
The hell's going on here?
But yeah, the online multiplayer, I mean, it's Call of Duty. There is nothing else to say. I like the maps a lot more than the other ones because this one's a lot brighter, a lot more broad. I don't see a lot more windows for snipers.
Okay.
And yeah, I like it a lot more. But then again, it's my first week of playing it. I've only played a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know. I said the same thing about Modern Warfare 3 and Modern Warfare 2, and I think Modern Warfare 2 is probably the worst Modern Warfare game or Call of Duty game ever made. I absolutely hated that game.
Really?
Yeah, the one.
It's the one that I own. Yeah.
The double shotguns. You know how much I
hated it.
Exactly. It was.
That's the reason. That's what ruined the Call of Duty games for me.
Yeah, it was because we used to get so angry because the double shotgun was a terrible, terrible idea to put in there, and the respawns was awful. They'd like spawn behind you. Mind you, the respawns aren't great in this game, but it's a lot better than Modern Warfare 2. Oh, I hated Modern Warfare.
That's the reason why I don't play Call of Duty games at all anymore, and I just lost the interest to it.
Yeah, just all that orange and brown because everything was so sandy. Like everything was sand.
And shotguns, sand and shotguns.
An awful game, but yeah, and there's also zombies.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah, zombies are always fun. So yeah, you can read the full review on paranerds.com. Hey, you could go check it out there and all that. And that's pretty much it. We've been playing.
That's it?
That's it. That's all I've been playing.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. I know I was saying something before, but I can't remember what it was. I cut myself from talking.
I don't know what you were going to say.
Either way. Anyways, up next, news.
What? There are two of them? And a professional bartender? You mean like a pair of nerds and a promo? More like a Paranerds promo! Hi, I am James Kaiser, and you're listening to the Paranerds, which I am not on, but you're damn right listening to him. Yay!
And we are back. And if that was a recording, and we are back. I think this is the most calmest we've ever been, ever.
Calm? I think we're just tired.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound like us. We listen to like our past podcast. We're like, hey, what's going on? And this one, we're like, yeah, this is what's happening. Anyways, again, it's going to be a short, awkward podcast. Hey, we're giving you something. It's better than nothing, right?
Yeah, you can either wait 4 weeks or you can deal with this.
Exactly. We'd rather have 4 weeks of nothing than 4 weeks of crap. Shut up, whoever said that. Anywho, and I'm not going to yell at it because it's incredibly late. So we are now in news. Anyways, first thing here, Resident Evil Revelations. Remember that game? Revelations for the 3? It was a pretty good game. I enjoyed it.
What about it?
Wait, did you enjoy it? Did you play it?
Never played it.
Good. I enjoyed it. I really liked it. In fact, I even started playing it again before I got Paper Mario. It's a really good game.
Good. Yeah. It's only for I wish I could play it.
Dude, what system do you own?
I own an Xbox 360 and or a PS3.
Resident Evil Revelations coming to Xbox 360 and or no and PS3. According to Korean ratings board, that is. So that's a rumor. Not for sure. So Capcom's 3DS exclusive Resident Evil Revelations could be, and the reason why I say Revelations is because there was a typo on there, which I thought was adorable. Anywho, Revelations could be coming to Xbox 360 and PS3 if an update to the Korean game rating board site turns out to be accurate. The post spotted by the ever vigilant NeoGAF, who cares who that is. So there's no official word from Capcom about it, but yeah, on the Korean, are you looking at the webpage right now?
Yes, I am.
It says Biohazard Revelations.
That does say PS3 and Xbox 360.
Somewhere. Where does it say that? Oh, it does, yeah.
Look at that. And blend them with the big orange arrows.
Yeah, so I'm surprised by that because that was a 3DS exclusive, but at the same time, it's Capcom. So they're like, hey, how can we make more money since it didn't sell on the 3DS?
Let's try selling it to the Xbox where it won't sell.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see it selling. It was a good game. I really enjoyed it. Like, I really liked that game. And it wasn't scary by any means. Nor was it a Resident Evil game. It was the first... forget it. Next topic. PlayStation Store glitch gives you free games.
Uh-oh.
Let you play them.
Oh.
The new PlayStation Store might already be a few weeks old, but that doesn't mean Sony isn't finished working out the kinks and glitches in the store's updated design. The purchasing glitch specifically targets the people who are trying to use this PlayStation Plus extended free trial service. Usually this trial service is used to try out games before you buy them, but since the new PS Store release, they've been doing a whole lot more than that. When you download one of these trials, the store will register as you buying the actual full game. The game's price will vanish and it'll appear in your download history as being bought. So it sounds like, you know, hey, the game is there.
Yeah, like you own it.
But you only have a trial of an hour, I believe. So once the hour is up, you'll be asked to purchase the full game, but you can't purchase it because the store has registered you as already have bought it. So if you use the store search engine to find a game, you'll be able to see its price, but you still can't buy it. Instead, the store will tell you the game isn't available for purchase and kick you back to the front page. There could be a way around this, but so far, there is nothing around it.
Oh, that's a big mess up. So imagine you play the trial and you really enjoy it and you want to buy it, but you can't because it's registered that you already did buy it. So you said, fuck it, I'm not buying it, and then PlayStation just lost money.
You bought it on the 360 instead.
Exactly.
That headline really threw me off because that's not what I expected from the news at all. Because remember, we only read headlines and then we get our real reaction.
Next!
That's not a thing. I was going to say Google Translate. This was a little odd. I had to read it, mostly because the headline's a little odd, but it is translated, so. A thigh.
Is that thigh or tie?
It's thigh.
Doesn't like Thai food?
A thigh dies after nights and days of video games. First off, it's very odd. They said a thigh. I can't even say the word. My thigh died after playing games.
Why did I say that? I don't get it. This translation sucks.
Really, a Thai guy died.
That's what I was thinking. Thai die.
No, a Thai die. No, a Thai guy. A guy who's Chinese died. And that line just kind of just tells you right there. So, 24-year-old man died after yet another game session. It was found prostrate in his chair.
I don't think it's right. Prostrate?
Anyways, a young Thai addicted to video games is dead in front of his computer after consternation of several marathons night. Police said on Thursday seeking the exact cause of death. So that's actually kind of depressing. Why did I open this? The 24-year-old man, 24? My God, he's a year younger than me now. Aww. Died after yet, oh, stupid ads, after yet another game session and was found in his chair in his room southwest of Bangkok, according to authorities. Quote unquote, he was addicted to games. Whether it's just going to bed, he always played from morning to night. I'm pretty sure that's not the cause of death. They gotta stop doing that. This is what, the
fifth? Probably Call of Duty.
This is the fifth story this year about like a guy doing marathon gaming and dying.
Remember the guy those? Probably, yeah, the guy probably just
had other like, health issues.
Well, no, but at the same time, I can understand. Like, you really need your rest. If you don't sleep and you have poor, like, if you don't sleep and you're too tired for a very long time, like, your brain just shuts down and you die.
But it doesn't say anything. There's no proof or anything. It doesn't say he's been playing for weeks. It just says after a game of marathon, he died.
But you don't know how long his marathon was. What if it was a week or two of nonstop playing?
I don't know what his health was like. He could have been like...
That's true.
Right? Like, I hate when these headlines do that. Like, games take another life. It's like, no, games didn't take another life. Something else took his life. It just, he happened to be playing games. He could have, what if he was doing a Lost marathon and died? You wouldn't blame Lost. You'd say, young man dies.
You wouldn't. Exactly. Man found dead in his apartment.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what upsets me. It's like, you're pointing the finger at video games saying, it's the cause of death. No, it's not. It's the one thing you're pointing out. Oh, that just upsets me. It sucks. It's sad. But
yeah, that's unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate the way they made the headline. It's hard,
though. I wonder what game. Yeah, I know. I wonder what game he was playing.
I don't know. Probably.
Doesn't say.
Doesn't say. But it is a video game that killed him.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Poor guy. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 sells more than 11 million units opening week.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It sold more than Modern Warfare 3, I believe. Well, if I read the rest of it. First week sales of Call of Duty Black Ops 2 are in. The game sold 11.2 million units across the Xbox 360, PS3, and PC. The Wii U version of the game was released the following week, November 18, as the launch title in North America. The 360 version was a top-selling version with sales of 6.21 million units.
I thought you said gigawatts.
6.21 gigawatts! I screwed up the joke. This is a 55% market share of the total sales. The PS3 version sold 4.61 million units. Or 41% of total sales. The PC version sold 4,859, and believe me, if there wasn't piracy, that would be a lot higher than that.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you sound adorable.
I'm so tired.
The Xbox 360 version of Modern Warfare 3 sold 7.50 million units in its first week, so yeah, it definitely beat that.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, it's Call of Duty, right? I mean, it's always going to sell. And we're always going to... I saw a post online that was actually very clever. Call of Duty is like the iPhone. Every year they come up with a new one. Sorry?
But it's slightly bigger.
It's always slightly... Like, little kinks, like, changes in it. But yeah, I think you should get Black Ops 2. I think you'd enjoy it. So we can play the game with you. Okay, next window. Believe it or not, Resident Evil Revelations is coming to Xbox 360 and PS3.
Oh, yeah! You posted it twice?
My mistake. Okay, ignore that one. Peter Molyneux's tears. Sorry, no, it's not his. Peter Molyneux's tears. I still believe so much. What?
What? Is this another translation?
No, it's not. It's just an awful sight.
Wait, is this the guy who made Black and White?
Yeah. No. What? No. Maybe. Yes.
Why is there a giant cow? That was one of the gods.
It's the same guy. It's Peter Molyneux, the guy who made Fable. He's also made Curiosity, which I got a chance to play.
Okay.
You see his dicks. Dicks everywhere. Did you see on the free app of the day when I gave that game for free?
No.
If you look on it, there's pictures of dicks everywhere.
Really?
There's people started pixelizing dicks in it. Like, they started carving the cube.
Oh, yeah, I saw it in Curiosity. Yeah, I saw the penises.
So funny. I found seven of them. Some of them are even shooting, like, man juice. It's hilarious. Anyways, an extraordinary interview to be published shortly. A clearly emotional Peter Molyneux broke down into tears when discussing the struggles he had with Curiosity and his concerns about making promises for Kickstarter's Godos. Well, the thing about Peter Molyneux is that he makes a lot of promises and usually doesn't keep them. Remember Fable? You can watch the grass grow. And remember Milo from Project Natal?
Yeah.
Ever had a game like that? Ever. Ever did they have a game like Milo or Milo, whatever his name is. He goes on to say, quote unquote, because remember, Curiosity was like, it was launched and no one could play it.
Uh-huh.
And then it was finally out, and I finally got my hands on it, and I got so bored so fast, I deleted it.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you're literally breaking pixel by pixel, not progressing anywhere. The only time I'll probably play it is when the cube's almost done.
Yeah, could be a very long time.
Why am I going to play now when a cube is huge? And spend
so all the, someone else can benefit.
Not only that, but like there's so much to chip at that there's no reason for me to keep playing, you know what I mean?
But if with that attitude, if you think of it that way, then it'll never get done.
But I'm sure other people, like, because people out there play games like crazy. I'm sure people are, I mean, they're putting dicks in it, so someone's playing it. But I mean, there's no point for me to do it for 5 hours a day knowing I'm not even going close to putting a dent in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll wait until the cube is like a gobstopper, like, or like a Skittle, I guess, size, and then I'll chip at it. But until then, like, I'm not playing it. Anyways, he's quote-unquote saying, I can't blame people for not believing. Mahoney responded, when it says that his history of overpromising, like I said, and under-delivering might hurt prospects for GoDos, especially in light of the very negative reaction to Curiosity's server failures, something the creator tells us was, quote-unquote, a disaster, quote-unquote. I know I've said things, Mahoney continued, I wish I could not say them. I guess I still believe so much.
Aw, poor guy.
He started crying. The developer, unquestionably exhausted after very difficult 2 weeks with Curiosity, was clearly in a moving mood when we spoke to him, saying, quote-unquote, I'm going to start crying. I swore that when we started 22 Cans, which is his new independent company, that we wouldn't overpromise. And I guess through stupid mistakes we have, I have to live by those. If it means that the project doesn't get kickstarted, if it means that people use the Kickstarter to vent their frustrations, then I guess I have to live by that.
That wasn't promising. That's pissing people off. That makes a full-grown man cry. Did I offend you?
Oh, sorry, my girlfriend. He also goes on to say, he also discussed the potential for GoDos, his reason for wanting to reinvent the God game, plans for Curiosity, and remarkably his belief that he will die soon. I'm one of those human beings who's surprised he's still alive. And every time he wakes up in the morning, he told Nathan, I think I'll be doing games until the day I die. I can't see that at this rate, the way I'm burning through my life. I don't see that I'll be living much longer. Holy Jesus, someone get this guy a small violin. I don't understand why he's getting all like, yeah, you know, the game had server issues, but who cares? You fixed it. Get over it. But so help me God, if that reward isn't as great as he says it is, oh, if it's like a congratulations, like the Ghostbusters ending. Like you.
They should freaking at least give you your money back if you bought shit.
Well, apparently that was another problem, that people actually did buy stuff and, you know, the game crashed and stuff, but I don't know. He's just gotta relax. Like, I think he's putting too much pressure on himself, and I stopped caring really fast. Anyways, the next headline. Modern Warfare 4, I don't know if you know this, Rooster, but Modern Warfare 4 was announced.
Oh, really?
And Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4.
Another one. But why am I surprised?
Because... Wait. I know you're looking at the headline, but bear with me. Modern Warfare 4 was announced last week, I think. And people were freaking out, saying, of course, you know, of course there's going to be Modern Warfare 4. But if you play the game, it doesn't make sense for there to be Modern Warfare 4. Everyone's dead.
Or are they?
No, they're dead. They're as dead can be.
Spoiler alert!
So there were rumors coming out saying the next Call of Duty game is going to be Modern Warfare 4. Just kind of like when people were like, next game is going to be Black Ops 2. And they're like, hey, guess what? Black Ops 2, and everyone's like, no kidding. So yeah, Modern Warfare 4 report, not accurate, says Bill Murray, apparently.
Bill Murray?
I don't know if it's Bill Murray, like, from Ghostbusters, or just a guy who happens to have the name Bill Murray, but apparently, according to Bill Murray, the voice actor behind Call of Duty Modern Warfare's Captain Price, of all people, I gotta play that game again. Speaking of Bill Murray, have you watched Walking Dead?
Yeah.
No, Murray?
Yeah.
This is Redneck?
Yeah.
Call of Duty, Black Ops 2.
Who is he?
He's one of the, like, he's Harper. He's one of the characters that you play with, one of the AI partners.
Interesting.
I mean, he's talking. I hear this, like, because you know how he has that, oh, come over here. Like, kind of like Winnie the Pooh, sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, there's zombies. He has that, like, very raspy voice. Every time I was playing a game, he's like, we gotta go this way. We gotta hurry up. And I'm like, I know that voice. It's so sweet. Who is that? So and I was like, you know, I close my eyes and listen to him talk, like, I'm racist. And I was like, oh, fuck him. So I looked it up on IMDb. It is him. So, yeah. On the other hand, is Bill Murray the same Bill Murray? I don't know. Anywho, the recent report on rumor that Modern Warfare 4 is in development is not accurate. He goes on to say...
Modern Warfare 5 is going to be released.
Bill Murray posted on Twitter, along with the original link to the rumor source. Murray explained, "I told the guy I was doing a special Modern Warfare for China, not Modern Warfare 4."
Mm-hmm.
I guess the journalist...
That's so stupid. Modern Warfare 4, China.
It's like The Simpsons, like the Treehouse of Horror, how to cook humans, and then you blow like dust off the book.
How to just... cook 4 humans.
And then you blow dust again, how to cook 440 humans. Oh, Simpsons, everything goes back in circle. Anyways, he goes on to say, "The guy I spoke to on the plane was very nice, and I'm really pleased he loves the game, but the facts have got a bit confused somewhere," he added. "Also, I couldn't have said I was meeting them Monday, as I was on a Monday evening flight to London. Sorry for the confusion." I'm confused by that sentence. Infinity Ward initially responded to the rumor, saying, quote-unquote, "Interesting news today, but it's not true. We've not talked with any voice actors, so all news is speculation." So no, guys, there is no Modern Warfare 4.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there probably will be, just not now.
Just not right now.
It will be called Modern Black Ops Annihilation, just because.
Probably.
Yeah. Next headline, fans decide Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed DLC. We're supposed to get that game for review, which I did not get yet. And I emailed...
That's a zero.
And because I was told that, yes, you are getting it. I emailed them, and it's like, "Hey, it's Thanksgiving in America, you fool." I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's right, no one's working." Oh yeah, by the way, America...
Happy Thanksgiving.
Black Friday. Crazy. We have Black Friday now in Canada, too.
But we call it White Friday.
Yeah, because we're racist. The company Steve Lissett made a post over on his Sega forum explaining that Sumo, which would be, I don't know, would be happy to get behind whatever characters the community chose, providing certain criteria were met. So he says, I'll set you a challenge," he said. "Without any policing for the Sumo or Sega crew, if you can all agree on 3 characters by the 1st of December and prove there is sufficient interest of at least 1,000 unique people per character, I will present the result to Sega. I can't promise anything will happen as a result, but since you're stating it, let's see if you can organize yourselves in the next few weeks to pull that off." I think that's pretty cool that they're doing that. Since we're going to add characters to the game, what characters would you like to see?
Everyone except the whole Sonic franchise. Like,
else. Except for Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails.
Amy, yeah, okay. Those are okay.
Where's the Mega Sonic, the robot?
Yeah. We'll leave it at that. No more than that.
Other names that are inching closer to the magical number required signatures include Vector Man.
Interesting.
That would be awesome. I'm signing that. Rystar, which I never got into Rystar. And Bayonetta. Which is kind of funny too, actually.
To Bayonetta 2, that's what I wanted to talk to you about like 6 weeks ago.
Holy time lapse.
Remember that time like 6 weeks ago when I really had something to say and I totally forgot about it? Yeah, that's what it was. Bayonetta 2. They were making it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. See ya. See you next week. Bye bye.
Buy the license and like make the game.
Something like that.
Is it the Wii U?
Yeah, that's the one.
Wow.
Or maybe we talked about it. I don't remember anymore.
Anyways, I thought that was pretty cool. Next headline. Classic Sega fighting games coming to console soon. Are you looking at the same window?
Yeah.
See the second game?
Virtual Fighter.
It's the Sega.
I win.
Well, Sega has announced that they are going to be bringing 3 of their old school fighting games to modern consoles. Additionally, they will be fully upgraded for online multiplayer support as well as achievement trophies. The 3 games will include Virtual Fighter 2, which you and I... Oh my god, we've had so much fun with that game on Sega Saturn back in the day.
That was so great.
We had more fun in the sound editing part than the actual game, I think.
Well, the most memorable part for me is the fact, I don't know what the big black guy's name is, but when I won, it's like, "You win," and then my guy just falls off the stage because he took a step back.
Like, if you know yoga poses, he did like a Warrior One pose. Like, saluting the fact that he won. And since one of his feet went off the stage, he's like,
I'm surprised the system, that game, had the proper physics compared to most future, like, most modern games now.
Well, the thing is with that, like, as soon as his foot went off the fighting pad, it, like, went into ragdoll physics. Like,
that fell.
Just collapsed into, like, a pile of potatoes. Like,
exactly how it would be in real life. And games nowadays don't even do that.
But I like how that stuck out after all these years. That one scene of, "Aw, it just gets cut off, falls off the mat." Anyway, so Virtual Fighter 2, Fighting Vipers, which I've never heard of. Have you?
Nope.
Sonic the Fighters, which I have heard of, and it's an awful, awful game. So
let's buy it. You're going to buy it anyways, aren't you?
Fighters arrived in arcades in 1996. That's the one with the green horny duck. Offered players the first ever opportunity to take in the ring with characters from the Sonic the Hedgehog series, including Tails, Knuckles, Amy Rose, and yeah, that. This one I just pulled up here because I forgot to tell you about it, but I'm putting this up now. So you know, if you order Black Ops 3 and you get it new, chances are you have Nuketown, right? The code.
Yeah, but was it the whole thing with the Mass Effect 2 disc?
Oh, no, I heard about that too. I actually heard it on...
And Mass Effect... Well, because I go on their website to see the events and all that mumbo jumbo. They said if you're one of the fans, one of the people who bought Black Ops 2, and you can prove that you got Black Ops, and then you got the second disc of Mass Effect 2, I believe, or Mass Effect 3, I forgot. If you could prove that, they'll give you the Mass Effect trilogy for free. The first really? 50 people. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that on the For Love Gaming podcast. They were talking about it. I can you imagine? Like, that's I would keep it if you have two games already.
You, no, because you don't have the second disc of... you'd have the first disc of one game and the second disc of another. You can't play either.
PC, right?
Yeah.
Only one disc on the console.
Then the problem as well is the fact that... you're waiting to play Black Ops 2, you probably went on a midnight release, and you get home, and it's a game you probably already own.
Oh, let me get this right. So you buy Black Ops 2.
They went, let's say they went to, like, Best Buy, waited in line, for example.
I got something here. So you buy Black Ops 2, wind to play multiplayer, right?
Yes.
Disc is missing. Say that's multiplayer.
Okay.
You say, hey man, I got Mass Effect instead of multiplayer, this too. So their response is, here's Mass Effect?
No. The package somehow got messed up or something like that, where the game came in it. So you open up your Black Ops 2 your game, and it'll be Black Ops the first disc, and you flip over to the second side, and it's Mass Effect.
I know, but their solution, instead of giving you another disc, is giving you the Mass Effect trilogy?
Well, Mass Effect BioWare has nothing to do with the Black Ops, but they're laughing, they're making fun at how the whole error happened, that they're going to give you a reward.
Oh, so it's a joke.
Kind of, like, yeah, Mass Effect's like, that's so stupid, here. Because the way they were going, it's like, well, clearly it's a sign from the heavens that you should be playing Mass Effect, so, you know, here's Mass Effect Trilogy, if you prove that.
It's like saying, like, you go to the store and you buy Amazing Spider-Man, and inside it's like, I don't know, Annie. And you're like, man, I don't want any. And they're like, okay, here's a trilogy of all shorts.
If you prove that you got it, exactly, we'll give you this.
It doesn't make any sense. Clearly I'm tired because I'm like, oh, that's a joke. Anywho, so that's bad enough that some people they got that. But if you buy the game, you're supposed to get Nuketown code, right?
Yes.
So Activision has caused quite a stir by removing the Nuketown 2025 bonus map from multiplayer rotations in Black Ops 2.
Why?
Why they remove it?
Yeah.
Well, if you stay there while I send you the link, I'll tell you.
that's so stupid, because that's like one of the reasons that people wanted to, you know, they waited to get it.
Yeah. So the multiplayer match was included as a pre-order bonus, as well as in the Hardened and Care Package special edition of the game, is now only regularly accessible in custom games and in one Mosh Pit playlist following the end of the Double XP weekend to celebrate the game's launch. Treyarch game designer director David Vandermore took to his Twitter to announce the news, saying, quote unquote, Double XP weekend is officially over. That means Nuketown 2025 24/7 is as well. I know, right? Don't kill the messenger.
That's weird. So it was only for the weekend that the game was released in?
It says here, many assume that access to the map would be permanent for those who bought the game in the appropriate manner, but it seems that this isn't the case. This decision meant that the map would only remain playable if you started a custom game with your mates while playing in another multiplayer mode required waiting for a certain one-off event. So if they have like a special event, that's when the map will become available.
That's stupid.
So it says that Nuketown 2025 24/7 will be back for special events, Baltimore clarified. You can also play with your friends in custom games.
I would be upset, and luckily knowing that, I would, if I knew that, let's say if I was going to buy the game, I would wait for it to go on sale, because I tend to buy stuff because of the pre-order bonus and stuff like that, but in this case, like, what bonus do you get? Your bonus is taken away.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty, and because, like I got the game from my girlfriend for my birthday, so I didn't think the code was in it, but I looked at it, and I opened it up, and the code was there, so I didn't download it yet, but I'm like, oh, sweet, I have the code. Like, that's even better. And then I find out that they're removing it, the map. I'm like, oh. So
yeah, that's less of what you wanted.
literally the back of the box, they advertise the hell out of this map. Like, that's all it's advertised. Like, you have the Nuketown map!
Ah! There's a favorite map in the other game.
Yeah, good map. And I like the fact that it's Nuketown 2025. It's the future version. So, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
I think that's very, very stupid.
They're going to resell it, you know that, right? In a map pack.
Oh, I'd be pissed, but that's like a fine print thing. Like, that. This is something gamers should be pissed about, not Mass Effect 3's ending. This is something that was promised to you and then they'd taken away because you didn't read the fine print.
Exactly.
Like,
that's stupid.
But, like, this scares me, because what are the future pre-orders? Like, this means they could do this with anything.
Now, essentially.
Like, buy Mass Effect 3 pre-order, you get the first episode for free for 2 days, but you're still playing the original game, so you can't play it yet? Oh, well, too bad.
Exactly.
Like, it feels like a trial more than anything.
This is a trial.
Making a note here. Okay. Yes. Anywho, that's all for news. Deals. Hey, you like deals? I like deals. Who likes
deals?
Deals. There's a deal. There's a deal. Club.Nintendo.com has a couple of deals, and they're awful, like usual. For Nintendo Wii, for 100 coins, you can get a game, Art Style Rotozoa. An action pack. Who cares? And if you have a 3DS... Oh, finally, they released this game. Are you looking at the window, too?
I'm looking out the window.
They finally released this game for the 3DS. I've been waiting for this. Like, I was thinking $4 or $5 is a little bit too much for this game. But for this, for 100 coins, I think it's 100%, you know... I forget where I'm going with this joke. Anywho, the game is Solitaire.
Touch Solitaire.
Two classic versions of Solitaire for 100 coins.
Now, touch and non-touch.
You're thinking, like, that's not bad. You know, Solitaire is a fun game. But this is what I've been thinking recently. Okay, you know how these coins are like 100 coins?
Yes.
Okay, if I buy a game for like 40 bucks, say, because that's the 3DS games.
Okay.
40 coins, okay?
All right.
What did I tell you right there? The ratio of a coin is equivalent to a real-life dollar.
All right.
So...
This game is worth $100.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, it is. It's worth it. Can't you tell? Look at it.
But you see, like, when I was thinking about it, I'm like, wait a minute. So, for me to get... 100 coins, I had to spend $100 on games. That means buying two games or two games and some other crap, right?
Yeah.
100 coins.
Just so you can get this game.
You get Touch Solitaire. They really have to work on a 3... Like, they're celebrating Kirby's 25th anniversary. Kirby, of all people, okay? I love Kirby.
He's a good guy.
Instead of doing a discount on it, they're saying, here are the games that you can buy at full price. It's like, no, you fool. If you're celebrating Kirby, you put the games on sale. I would buy them on sale. I would buy Kirby's Dream Land for $2.99, but it's $3.99. Fuck that shit. I'm not buying it.
Yeah,
and like,
because you can just buy when it actually goes on sale.
It doesn't. Never goes on sale. The only thing that they went on sale was the Mario Game Boy games when the New Super Mario Bros. 2 came out.
Yeah,
and even then it was just a dollar off. And so instead of $4.99,
huge savings.
Nintendo has to work on that. Speaking of people who have to work on things, Xbox Live Deal of the Week is the game I Am Alive, which isn't bad.
Just a deal of the week is just one game?
Okay.
That's a shame.
Yeah, so I Am Alive. But you say deal of the week. Clearly it's half off. So what would you say? 400 points?
Give or take, yeah.
Maybe 600 points?
That's not too bad if it's 600.
No, it's for 600. No, 800 points.
Now why is it so much?
Well, the game was originally 1,200 points, so they took off a quarter of the price? No, fools. Half off. That's what a deal is. Half, not a quarter. So the game is 800 points, which means I will not be getting it. If it was 600, I wanted.
Or is it just 800? Is it 800 for gold members and 1200 for silver members? Or yeah. Can silver members not access the marketplace?
No, remember when you pay for gold, your deal of the week is that. That's why Xbox Live Gold sucks, because your deal of the week is what everybody else gets.
That's stupid.
And if you're a silver member, you can't even access it because you can't go on. I believe you can't go on. Oh, you can go on a marketplace. Of course you can. You just can't join games.
Yeah, you can't do multiplayer stuff.
Yeah, so for a gold member, you get 800 points instead of 1,200 points. Hey!
Woo!
That was a customer. I would have bought it with 600 points. I would have bought it. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say, I also played Alan Wake's American Nightmare.
You said that last time we did the podcast.
You spoke about it?
I don't recall.
Oh.
You said you played it, and then that's all you said.
Put it this way. I played it, I liked it, it got repetitive fast, finished it. I was like, okay, good, I didn't get tired of it. There we go.
So it's a good game.
Good game. When you play the game, it goes to like, you know, it goes to the section where the game repeats itself, so it throws it right to the beginning because your doppelganger is messing with you.
Yeah.
So you do it, you do everything again, and then he puts you back to the beginning once more. But the third time, characters already know that it's repeating, so they've already done stuff for you. So as I was like getting tired of it by going, man, you're just making me do the same thing three times to stretch the game, it ended.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And this time the lake was not an ocean.
I don't get it.
Listen to one of our previous podcasts where we mentioned that, and yeah, you have to play the game. You still haven't played it, have you?
No.
So anyways, deal of the week on Xbox Live is I Am Alive for 800 points. If it was 600, I would have bought it. It's not. Not buying it. But PlayStation Store update. Now this is where... Oh my god, so good. So good. I love PlayStation Plus. So for November 20, you get the following games for free for PlayStation Plus members. Remember, this is a free online service, okay?
Alright, free.
Online is free. If you pay the $60, which what we pay for Xbox Live, to play online and not get any deals. So if you play for PlayStation Plus members, this is what games you get for free. Uncharted, the first Uncharted, for free. This is a full PS3 game.
PS Vita.
No, look at the first one, fool.
I'm looking at it, PS Vita.
Oh, PS3 and PS Vita, because apparently you can play on the Vita as well. Well, that's a typo, because Uncharted's only... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right. Oh my god, it's Golden Abyss. Sorry, I didn't read that part. The covers all look the same to me. I'm so sorry, you're absolutely right. So, Uncharted Golden Abyss, I don't know why I said Abyss the first time, is free for PS Vita.
Yes.
Free. This is a game that came out this year. For
free.
This game is $50. It's the most expensive PS Vita game out there. It's free.
It's free.
Gravity Rush, it's a game for Vita as well. It's the only reason why I wanted Vita is for this game. It's free.
Came out this year as well, right?
Because the Vita was released this year.
Yeah.
Wipeout, we're not even done yet. Wipeout 2048 for the Vita, although it's not that great of a game, it's still $40, free. Can you imagine if Nintendo was like, oh, by the way, if you're a Nintendo Club member, and you're paying this service, you're getting Paper Mario free.
That'd be awesome.
Mirror Camera, Street Fighter, anything. Anything! Why can't people take a page out of Sony? Sony's gonna crash and burn, though, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Anyways, now, if you're, this is also on the Vita?
What?
Sorry, I was just thinking to myself. If you're, say you have, you know, a Vita and a PS3, and you're like, you know what, those games are cool and all, but I want a game on PlayStation Network.
Okay.
Jet Set Radio, which came out about a month ago, which is not even on sale on Xbox Live, although I think Xbox Live is... No, they're not having a Sega sale. Although I wouldn't be surprised if they were. Is having Jet Set Radio for free for PlayStation Vita and PlayStation 3. Jet Set Radio. I want
this game. That's a good game. I liked it for Dreamcast.
And I'm not done with you yet.
You're not done with me.
Final Fantasy Tactics for PS Vita, PSP is free.
Probably sucks, but it's free.
I love Tactics.
Oh, I played this one before. It's a good game, actually.
Next one?
What?
What are you talking about?
How are you talking about?
What game did you say you like? And you
played the Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yeah, it's the one that... Yeah, that's a good one. I had
it
that.
It is good. I just found it funny because I said it probably sucks, and I realized it's the game that I like.
Yeah. So anyways, if you have a PS3 and you want to get this game, you played this game before, right?
Yeah.
This game, say the name.
Dungeon Defenders.
Free. On PlayStation Plus. So say you're like, you know what? I don't want those games. Okay?
Then what else? What else?
You get Sonic Bundles, Sonic the Hedgehog 1, and Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for free.
Those are the only good ones. Well, Sonic and Knuckles, but still. Yeah, that's the good ones.
Yeah.
It's good.
Look how many things I just mentioned that's free, okay?
Free's my middle name.
And not including the other games that are free, like the Little Big Planet and all that jazz that's always there.
It just keeps piling on.
Get what?
The free games that they've had so far been released, it's like more than what we actually own combined.
Yeah. Yeah, so as if that, at that point you're like sweating, smoking a cigarette, going, oh man, that was good. You ready to go another round? And instead of hearing no, you hear, yeah, let's do it. They even have deals, where Xbox only had one deal and nothing free, and that deal wasn't even worth it. They have deals on various games. Virtual Fighter 5, instead of $19.99, is $14.99. Sure, it's $5 different, but still, it's more than one game. The Hell Yeah Bundle, full game plus two DLC, plus DLC, is $10.49 instead of $14.99. Nights into Dreams, which is a game I want to buy on the Xbox because achievement.
Yeah.
$4.89 instead of $6.99. So it's $5, under $5. Jet Set Radio apparently is on sale for $4.89. Sonic Adventure 2 is $4.89. So, okay, see how this makes sense. Oh, wait, no, it does make sense. Sonic Adventure 2 is $4.89. Xbox Live has it for 800 points, though.
Yeah.
I want to get it. Sonic Adventure 1 plus the DLC bundle, which is another 400 points on Xbox Live, is $4.
That's a good price.
Yeah, that's an amazing price. Sega Rally Arcade is $299, and Space Channel 5 Part 2, $299.
$299.
20% off Sorcery, which no one cares, but you know. That's come on, that is amazing deals.
That is an amazing deal.
Sets me how crappy Xbox Live is. Like, it really is awful. It's an awful, awful service. You're paying $60 a year so you can play online, and your supposedly gold membership rewards is nothing. You do the reward zone, the reward program thing where you get 20 points for doing a survey. 20 points, so 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. So you need 5 months to get 100 points, and that can only buy you Avatar clothing.
Yay! All it takes is a moment of your time.
Yeah, like 15 minutes.
Pretty much. They make that money back in advertisements. They make more than they give you.
Even my reward for... Oh, yeah. I said the reward last podcast.
Yeah, it was like 20% off or some shit like that. Or 200 Microsoft... No, 20 Microsoft points or something.
20 Microsoft points. Thank you. You know what I got for my birthday? 5,600 Microsoft points. You can
Jesus
shove
Christ.
Your ass. Stupid. Xbox is awful. So the Nintendo is slowly... Nintendo is the way Xbox Live was at the beginning, where it's not really sure what it's doing with its deals and its games. Because Super Mario 3 is still not on the 3DS. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll buy that in a heartbeat. You know I will. Especially if Sonic gets on there, I'll buy that in a heartbeat too. So that happens. And then Xbox Live is like, you guys like deals, right? How about we make this game 2% off? Hmm?
you like it, don't you, bitch?
And Sony's like, fuck it, we're going down anyways. Take these games for free. We're not going to make another console. I don't care what anyone says. They're giving free games for their new console. Their new console that came out in February.
They're trying to avoid tax evasion. The tax man's coming. They're like, get rid of this shit quickly.
Yeah.
But sir, these are all digital copies. Get rid of it.
And although today was Black Friday, Cyber Monday is something that I'm looking forward to, and I'm hoping that we do have deals on Xbox Live and other various things. Because you know Steam's going to have sales, and luckily...
Oh, yeah. I saw the image again.
Yeah, no Steam. Oh, it's a wallet.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's walking into the room with a wallet lying on the floor.
Steam sales are coming. No, Daddy, no.
So yeah, luckily I don't play PC games, so or else I'd be broke. But yeah, that's all for news. Up next, we're going to be talking about a little system called the Wii.
A little system?
Yes.
Alright.
Wii console conversation.
Nice.
Hey, it's Kevin here.
And I'm Rooster.
That's right. We're from the Pioneers podcast website. We're doing this off freestyle. There's no script here.
There isn't?
No, there's nothing here. So instead of saying this at the end like I always do, did you know that we have a Twitter account?
We do. It's twitter.com/thepioneers.
That's right. And if you want to get like exclusive pictures and whatnot, follow us on
Twitter.
Which is the website.
What?
Say the Twitter link.
I thought I just did.
Say it again.
Twitter.com/thepairofnerds.
That's right. And if you like us, and you truly like us, you can also...
Get us on iTunes, which is
the first one. This one.
God damn it, people, you're not good at this.
No.
Facebook.com.
Yes, you can like us on Facebook as well. And say you do like our podcast.
Subscribe on iTunes.
You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And what do I keep saying? Rate.
Rate
our iTunes, please. The more you rate, the more you comment. Let us know what we're doing wrong, what we're doing right. And that's...
Example of this promo.
Yes. And you can do that all on the sites that we just mentioned.
Paranerds.com.
We are back from our awkward break. Hey, all we did was ask each other, how do we say, ain't nobody got time for that. Also, because we're recording on Skype, I do apologize if my mic is being sketchy, like, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear myself. I can't hear myself think. I want some peanuts. Anyway, so now that the Wii U is coming out, I've actually been working on this article for about a year, believe it or not. I just never had the time or patience to get to it. And I've always wanted to release this article called, A Salute to the Wii. Could we do a salute to every console once in a while?
Yeah.
So I actually worked on this article for a while, and I'm always like, yeah, you know, I'm going to release it before the Wii U comes out. Then I got a new job, and I was like, the Wii U comes out next week, so I, like, worked really fast on it. Most of the article was already written, I just had to go back and edit some things, which I obviously didn't know I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
The Wii U is out, but before we celebrate the Wii U, and do you plan to buy a Wii U?
Not anytime soon. Probably never. You want to be honest.
You answered my question with the second answer.
Oh. Well, like, to be honest, like, it's like the Wii. The gimmick gets you, and then when you have it, you have so much fun for like a couple of months, and then it's just a dusty old bookshelf item.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not a big, I'm truly not a big fan of the tablet. Like, I haven't tried it yet. I want a Wii U just because it's a new console and because I'm a fool for it. But I'm not a big fan of the tablet because I don't like the idea of having two different screens for my big screen.
Yeah, but you can utilize it as a tablet. So it's like buying your own little iPad.
But you can't use it as a tablet. You can only use it with the Nintendo. You can't bring it with you on the street.
I'm pretty sure you could, like, jailbreak it or crack it or hack it or something.
But I mean, like, I used a smart glass for my phone. Smart glass. Box thing. And I, like, every time remember I told you about it? You downloaded it too, right?
No. Glass. I don't even know what the hell smart glass is.
Birthday. I made you download it. Made you and Surge download it.
No, what is smart glass?
Access your Xbox from your phone.
No, it was Kyle and Serge. While you guys were giggling away, I was sitting there wondering what the hell you guys were doing.
Mistake. I got you and Kyle confused because of...
Yeah, because he's black and I'm white.
My mistake. I'm colorblind, okay?
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, smart glass is this thing for the iPhone. I used to remember that thing I used to have on my phone called my Xbox where I could, like, see my profile, my friends and stuff?
Yes.
That. Except some games would utilize, like... This is the thing I don't understand. So, my iPhone, I can hook it up to my Xbox, right? I download the app, I connect it to my Xbox.
Okay. And
you know what I could do with my iPhone?
Yeah.
Control my Xbox with my phone.
Like, in what sense? Use it as a remote?
I can go through the dashboard and through the guide.
It's pretty cool.
From my couch.
On your phone. Yes. You can do that with a controller anyways.
Exactly. That's the response everyone gets when I tell them. I'm like, look what I could do. I'm like swiping. They're like, can't you just use your controller for that? I'm like, yes. Yes, I can. So, there's that. You still can't download or insert codes into the marketplace, which, like, for someone who loves money, why didn't they think that? Like, why can't I have games on my phone? Like, if I'm at work and, like, you say, there's a deal online right now. It's only happening for 3 hours. I want to buy it. I'd access it on my phone and download it. You know what I mean? I'd buy it. But that option's still not there, which I find stupid, because I like browsing through the games to see what's on sale.
Mm-hmm.
On sale on Xbox.
Oh.
And apparently some games utilizes your phone. So on Forza Horizon, for example, you could use your phone as a map.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. But here's the thing.
The map's already on the screen.
You have the radar on the screen, but if you want to pull up the full map, right?
Yeah.
So instead of, you know, stopping a game and pressing select to make the map appear, all I have to do is look at my phone. In theory, no. In real life, I have to pause the game and look at my phone because I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing because I have to tap where I want to go. Because you can save waypoints on your phone. Like, say, and maybe it's just my service, but they found that it's very slow to respond. Mm-hmm. So say if I want to go, like, top right corner, I'll actually poke the top right corner of my phone on the map, and then on the game, it'll appear there.
Yeah.
It's cool technology behind it, but I'm still pausing the game, and I'm still grabbing another device with two hands instead of just using my left thumb, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the thing. So with the smart box, and even in Halo 4, you can use waypoints as well, which is, I'm assuming it's the same idea. Like, you just tap where you want to go, right?
Set it and forget it.
So it's a cool, like, oh, that's cool, your phone does that. But you're not changing anything. You're not making anything faster. You're making things slower, if anything.
Yeah. But it's the fact that it's there.
Yeah, exactly. But that's how I feel about the Wii U. And now the sad thing is the Wii U took a whole brand new console for this to happen. All Xbox had to do was download a firmware. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm kind of like sketchy on the Wii U because I'm like, I don't want a tablet. And if I'm just going to use the Wii controllers, I'll just buy a Wii. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the hell? Why are there ads all over my freaking pictures? Do you see that?
No, I don't. On your Skype?
No, on the pictures I made on my website. On our website, sorry.
No, anyway, I don't see any advertisements.
I see some. Anywho, so the Wii, the Wii was one of our favorite consoles. Is that what got you back into gaming, would you say?
No, because I always played the gaming on the PC.
Yeah.
But the Wii really helped me get back into the consoles games.
Oh, yeah, because you're always a PC guy, that's right.
Yeah, I always play a lot of PC games, but then, you know, sitting on a couch playing games was more comfortable than sitting in the chair, and then it went from there.
Yeah, what hooked us on the Wii?
the game that came for free with it. Which the Wii Play or whatever it was called.
Wii Sports.
Wii Sports.
What was our selling point of this thing?
The fact that we could swing our arms like little girls and play together with our 14-character digit code.
Isn't that awesome?
It's amazing.
Talking to you in my kitchen about the Wii before it even came out, and we're like, because the Wii used to be called the Revolution, which I still think is a better name than the Wii, and it's definitely better name than the Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
So that when the Wii was called the Revolution, the way I was thinking of was like, you know, we knew that we could play a bunch of old Nintendo games on it. This was the first time ever you can play these, unless you own the consoles, this is the first time ever you could play these games on it, right?
Yeah, we never really thought of having a marketplace.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. So we're all excited about it because we're like, wow. So can you imagine you're playing Super Mario Brothers, the original, and you literally jump and then Mario jumps? Like, this is what I remember talking about this. Because I remember saying, like, what if we get angry at the game and whip the controller across the room and you see Link go flying across the room as well?
But that doesn't happen.
Oh, that doesn't happen.
His arm swings and that's it.
Not even. There's no motion control with the original games.
No, not actually, right? Not the original, but the new ones there is.
The new games there is, yeah. But that's what we're thinking. In the original games, so if I were to spin in circle, Link would attack. You know what I mean? If I were to jump in real life, Mario would jump. No. So, but before we get there, the motion control is what sold us. We're so excited about the motion controls because, fuck, you could play a game literally, like, imagine Star Wars where you can move your hands around. Imagine, like, Mario where you, like, jump and, oh, man, the ideas are endless. Like, and then all games just involved waggling your hands around.
Pretty much. Give it a little shake, then use the analog and the joystick. And
when we first got the Wii, like, we were so excited because, like, when you first had the Wii, did you get games that were specifically motion-based?
No, I got whatever seemed interesting or things that I would enjoy, like Smash Brothers and stuff.
Well, yeah, Smash Brothers is a no-brainer, but I mean, did you get, like, Trauma Center, and did you get, like, Wario Land Smooth Moves and stuff like that?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too, because they had motion. This is, like, blew my mind. Like, so you tell me I have to stand and play? I'll never get tired of this.
Yeah. 2 minutes later.
Well, the thing was, like, those games were really fun. Like, I liked Trauma Center until they milked the hell out of it, I think, really fast, too, actually, now that I think about it. Remember Trauma Center?
Yeah, the one where a guy gets attacked by a bear and you gotta do surgery on him.
Yeah, so you're playing as, like, a doctor, was it? Were you a doctor? Yeah, you were a doctor. And, like,
yeah, you were, like, a surgeon or something like that.
Skins and stuff like that. And you actually use, like, your Wii as a scalpel. You know, you hold A and B, you can, like, pinpoint and pick up things and stuff. So I liked that idea. That was really good. The first time. Then it just, well, they came out with, like, 17 other ones and just, yeah, it just kept coming out. And, sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. What was I going to say? Yeah, so all the games that had, I get it, because train. So all the games that had motion, we were psyched about it, right? Like, Super Mario, wow, I get to spin and he spins attacks. And Wii Sports, how much time did you spend on Wii Sports?
A lot.
Like, too much.
I was a perfect bowler.
Did you get this sparkly ball?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, me too. That game was, like, the Wii Sports itself was what every other game should have been.
It should, yeah, exactly.
Like, Red Steel, like, all this crazy movements and stuff of that. It's like, Red Steel was up, down, left, right. That was it. Every game, like, I remember thinking about the new Legend of Zelda. Oh, not the new one. Which one's the one with the Hedron's the Werewolf? Sonic.
Twilight Princess.
What's the Sonic game? Sonic Unleashed.
Unleashed.
Yeah, when you're playing Legend of Zelda Unleashed, I remember thinking, I remember people saying, like, you know, if you pulled your bow, like, remote, like a bow and arrow, you actually hear, like, the wire, like, stretch in the speaker.
Doesn't it?
Maybe it does, but I never noticed it.
I'm thinking the possibility it may have.
Oh, did it? Okay, well, then, there goes my whole theory.
Because they had the speaker there, and I don't see why it wouldn't. They had the Link's crossbow training kind of game, so it would kind of make sense. I don't know, but I'm not going to say yes or no to that.
It's a cool thing. Like, I'm surprised the Xbox actually doesn't have it, but, like, having a speaker on your controller? Because no other console did that, ever.
I don't really see much benefit for it, though. I always muted it on my controller.
But unless you play a game like No More... Like, I remember Silent Hill Shattered Memories, Dimensions, I don't know which one's Spider-Man, which one's Silent Hill. I remember in that game, like, your phone would ring in the game, and
you had to pick it up and ring right next to your ear.
That's right, yeah, and
so that's awesome.
This is the end. Wah! And you hear, like, a crazy, like, scary sound, right?
Yeah, that's a cool way to make use of the controller.
Because sometimes in games, when you, like, imagine Gears of War, like,
Anya.
And you're like, what's he saying? Like, I can't hear her. Like, imagine you actually put like a thing through your head. Or it's this cool interactive way. It makes it kind of virtual reality in a way. Mm-hmm. Not 100%. But yeah, like, No More Heroes had that same feature. Like, pick up the phone, put it against your ear, listen to the call. And mind you, the speaker was like, must have been like 1 kilowatt because it's like, you hear the vibration of the bass.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest quality.
No, like,
but again, it was the greatest price for the systems.
Yeah, well, we'll get there. Calm down.
Alright, well, sorry, man.
So, like, that was the thing. Like, the Wii sold us on the motion control. But after a while, I just got tired of motion. Like, if the game had motion in it, like, something very tacked on. Because in the beginning, everything was tacked on. But after that, I was like, oh, you gotta move your hands around in Super Mario Galaxy 2? Really? And Super Smash Bros. Didn't even use any motion, did it?
I think if you flung it up, your character did one of those, like, spinning up moves.
Like the special, right?
Yeah, kind of.
So that's what I mean. Like, a lot of games, like, the blob used it, and yeah, I can wait. Like, it worked well with the blob, but I could just press A. Like, it didn't add anything. It just replaced something that was easier.
It was a substitute for something, you know, else.
One of them was like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it wasn't broken. You didn't fix it. You made it worse. Because I remember, like, playing Spider-Man, which one's the one? Web of Shadows on the Wii.
Okay.
Remember those QuickTime events? You had, like, instead of pressing A, you had to wave the controller.
Wiggle.
Yeah, you had to wave left, and you would, and the game wouldn't read you doing it, so you die and repeat the same cutscene. And for QuickTime events, it's awful. In a lot of games, I had to do, like, wiggling it, like, shaking it. It worked for dance games, I think. It worked very well for dance games. But games like No More Heroes, I think it worked sort of good, because you still attack with the A button, but the way that, do you remember how you charge your lightsaber?
You jerk it off.
Exactly, which is awesome. Like, that's hilarious. But you still attacked with the A button. In the Star Wars game, you still attacked with the A button. Years later, they come out with PlayStation Move. They come out with Wii Plus, and to this day, I still don't have a Wii Plus.
I do. It helps a lot, yeah.
Does it, really?
Yeah, it helps actually a lot. The reaction time improves by so much more.
But my thing is, do you care now?
No, I give two shits about it, but I wish it was like that from day one.
One, exactly. And then the PlayStation Move came out with it, and it's like, hey, ours is 1x1. Everyone's like, shut up. Don't even look at us. So when the Wii came out, it was, you know, all motion controlled. And after we eventually got tired of all the motion control, we're like, what else you got? Before any of that came out, are you scrolling down with me on the website?
Oh, yeah.
See the Photoshop here I did?
Yeah, pretty good. I didn't know you did that. It looks really nice.
So, before that came out, one of the other selling points, to me at least, was the fact that you could play previous Nintendo games. Like, you can play all the Nintendo games on this console. And because it was called a revolution, I'm thinking, this is it. This is the revolution. You know, the Nintendo's grown up. You know, it's a man. And I remember you and I talking about this again in the kitchen, talking about, like, oh, they're going to have a Game Boy slot on the top and a GameCube slot on the side and Nintendo.
Trying to figure out what the slots is. I know that's the GameCube. What the hell's the top left one?
That's the GameCube controller. It's the one that writes the memory card.
No, I meant, like, you Photoshopped that shit in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd you get those? Are those from the actual Nintendo series?
The one on the right is Super Nintendo, the one on the left is Nintendo, and the one on the right, on the side, is GameCube.
I don't think the one on... Maybe the one on the right... Ah, fuck it.
Trust me, I Photoshopped it.
Alright.
It actually says Super Nintendo on it.
I know, but it looks weird.
Oh, it's because I'm terrible at Photoshopping.
No, it looks like it's an actual system, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, so that's the way I pictured it. Like I thought. Did you think the same thing? Like, because we never thought of virtual console. We thought of, oh, you can play your old games on it. So any games I have, I already own because I'm never going to buy them again because that would be stupid.
Until you buy them again.
I'm buying the same games repeatedly. But is that what you thought too?
Like they'd have a slot for N64 and everything.
Yeah, exactly. In hindsight, it doesn't make any sense because that's a lot of freaking wires in that one console. But
I know.
I thought, like, you know, the disc drive for the Wii would be at the front. Top, you know, Nintendo cartridge, Super Nintendo cartridge. On the side would be Game Boy. Even Game Boy was pushing it, but I thought there would be like a Game Boy cartridge. And if you had a system on the side, you could open it up to play GameCube games. That's what I thought. You know, it sort of makes sense if you're insane. But, so that's what I thought it was. And then, of course, we found out a virtual console. Which, you know, I remember...
It isn't bad.
Well, yeah, at the beginning we were really happy with it because we're like, oh, $5 for a Nintendo game? That's reasonable. It's not.
It's expensive as fuck.
Yeah, for a Nintendo game that I own 3 copies of Super Mario 1, I'm going to pay $5 for it again. Fuck, I will. And I did. Twice. I ended up, you know, I was like, okay, finally, I get to play Super Mario 64. I never had a 64. So I get to finally own Mario 64, and I bought that. That was, what, $15?
pretty give or take, yeah.
About $15. All the Game Boy, there was no Game Boy games, but all the Nintendo games were about $5. Super Nintendo games, I believe, was $10. Yeah, it was $10, and SC4 games were $15. And at first, they were like, update, like, here's Super Mario, a week later, here's Super Mario 2, and here's Kirby, and also we're updating N64. And then slowly and surely, it just stopped updating altogether.
Yeah, they didn't care anymore.
Yeah, like, it's like they gave up on the virtual console, because all of a sudden, like, I remember looking at Wikipedia for, like, next week's releases, going, oh, this game's coming out, oh, Double Dragon, oh, I'm gonna get that. And then nothing. It just kind of stopped. And the part that upset me was that this thing not only had Nintendo consoles, it had Sega! This is the first time ever you were able to play Sonic the Hedgehog on a Nintendo console. Although, yes, I do know that you think you had a game where you could play Sonic on whatever, back in the day.
Well, that was Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda?
Sega Master.
Oh, yeah, no, you're wrong. But yeah, sorry, my voice is cracking because I speak for a living now at my other job. But yeah, so like, when we're like, holy crap, you can play Sega Genesis games on, you know, the Nintendo console. That's amazing. And you can play TurboGrafx. Holy crap, like, that's so, you can buy the original Splatterhouse. All right, there's Splatterhouse. Cool, there's Sonic the Hedgehog. Okay, where's the rest of the games? And again, they just kind of stopped with it.
They didn't care anymore.
Did you have the same feeling with it? Because we waited for Toe Jam and Earl to come release and that thing, and that never happened.
Mm-hmm. Until the Xbox, I do it.
Yeah, 6 years later, it comes out on the Xbox, but it never came out on the original, on the Wii, ever. Mm-hmm. And that's the game we're waiting for. And to make things worse, these ports weren't even like, you know how the Xbox games, when they re-release a game, at least you can play in widescreen.
Okay.
Like, you know, Toe Jam and Earl, you can play in widescreen. It's not...
But didn't you say it has the borders?
It has the borders, but you can make a widescreen. It's presented in widescreen as well. Did you read the review?
Ain't no one got time for that.
You can make a widescreen as well. So yeah, there are the borders if you want, but you can stretch it. But then when you stretch it, it doesn't look bad. It looks good.
Okay, that's good.
Super Mario 3 on a widescreen looks awful. Like, you literally see the floor bleed out into nothingness. Because, you know, when they designed the original game, they didn't think about, you know, why should we put, you know, the floor is going to keep running, but you don't need to put end it. So when you play on a widescreen, you literally see where the developers stopped making the game. You just see
really?
Pixels, yeah. So first off, there was no widescreen on it. Mind you, the Wii wasn't HD, but there's no widescreen on it. And second off, there's no online multiplayer.
That sucks.
When Xbox re-releases, like, if they didn't do that with the Toe Jam, I would write a letter, but at least when they re-release games, yeah, we're buying it again, but I can still play Sonic the Hedgehog online, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This version, but I can still play these games online. Even Double Dragon, Super Mario 3, Super Mario, any games, no online cooperation for the Nintendo Wii. And the Wii had free Wi-Fi as well, so there's no reason for that not to happen.
But didn't you have to buy the adapter?
For what?
For the Wii? For the Wi-Fi?
No, you had to buy the adapter to make it LAN. It had Wi-Fi. So that's the thing, like, yeah, it had, like, all these games, and then it just kind of faded out and they stopped caring about it. That's what upset me. And then, of course, like, years later, after I spent, like, $180 on classic games I already owned, my Wii crashed and I couldn't get them back. And now
That was, like, freaking bad news, like hell for you.
Yeah, I never...
You had shitload of games.
That never crossed my mind that would happen. Like, I had Super Mario 64, I had Legend of Zelda, I had a whole bunch of Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo games. That never crossed my mind. And when we Terminator 2 the hell out of my Wii and it crashed, and I called Nintendo, it's like, hello! And I'm like, hey, can I get points back because my Wii died? They're like, nope, sorry. I'm like, is there a place to register? They're like, nope, sorry. I was like, oh, okay, well, bye. And here I am buying.
Bye!
3DS like a fool. And do you have anything else to say about that?
No. The Wii, it was a great system for what it was.
No, I just want to know if you have anything to say about the Virtual Console.
Oh, Virtual Console? No, I thought we were trying to wrap it up here.
Oh, we're going to, so don't worry, sweetie.
Okay.
Going back to the motion controls, like, the one thing that did work very well, because the Wii wasn't in an HD, but some games looked fabulous, like Super Mario Galaxy looked amazing, the Dead Space game looked amazing, Extraction.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one type of game that fit 100% perfectly on the Wii. Do you remember what games those are?
No. What was it, Kevin? Tell me.
On-rail shooters.
Yeah, those are good.
Like, House of Dead
was a good one.
That game was fucking awesome on the Wii. It was such a great game. House of Dead was an amazing game. Resident Evil Chronicles, Umbrella Chronicles, Darkside Chronicles, beautiful games. Dead Space Extraction was also a fantastic game on the Wii. Like, Dead Space on the Wii, and then that game eventually got ported over to PS Move. But, like, these games are great. It was perfect for on-rail shooters.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. And then they stopped making them. Like, games like Mad World that never got a chance to breathe, and No More Heroes, which tried to get a chance to breathe, but still failed again on the PlayStation. It's like, damn it, damn it, damn it. That's what happens if you're trying on the Wii. But the reason, the million reason why we all bought a Wii was because of what?
The fact that we could play together!
Oh, well, yeah, well, no.
Super Smash Brothers!
Oh, no, scroll down. Scroll down. You'll see what I'm talking
about. Oh, you want me to follow you with the list? Jesus Christ.
Scroll down.
Good price! Yes, two down?
No, you're good, you're good. The price was right for the Wii. The Xbox 360 was, what, $400, I think?
Yeah, the PS3 was like $700.
It was $599, so $600 for the PS3. But the thing with the Xbox, because this was, people gotta remember, we had a PS2. So before the Wii, we had a PS2, or even a GameCube. We had standard televisions, tubes, the big glass ones, which is kind of thinking about now. My TV was yellow, and I was juicing the hell out of that TV. Watching Simpsons was no problem, but watching anything else was awful. Haha.
Anyway. Because they're yellow.
So, anyway, so we had a PS2. So, in order to play a PS3, first off, the PS3 was $600, and it was Blu-ray player, which meant you needed a flat screen, which was probably like $1,500 at the time for like a 20-inch flat screen. And the Xbox 360, I still wasn't a big fan of Xbox because I was a PS2 guy, so, you know. But the Nintendo Wii was $249 at its launch price. $249.
And it's Nintendo, which is nice.
It had motion control, and you didn't need a new TV to play it. Mind you, years later, we wanted HD Wii, which we did get. But, yeah, at the beginning, we were happy with it because we're like, oh, I don't have to get a new TV. It works perfectly fine on this one.
And as soon as we buy it, we get a new TV.
And that's the thing. It was the good price. $249.99. It was a year later that we look back at it and go, like, man, why was there no HD? Man, why was there no, like why not 720? Man, why were the games so shitty? Man, like, there's just a lot of things wrong with it years later. But in the beginning, we were so excited about it. And it's mostly because the thing sold a lot was because it was a cheap Nintendo console. I don't know why I said it that way.
It was an unexpensive.
Inexpensive.
Inexpensive. Such a face.
Yes, exactly. But you know what? For everything that the Wii offered, like, it was... I mean, right now it is a joke. And I mean, my Wii's at my mom's place because she uses it for Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And your Wii, I'm sure, is collecting dust. But for all that, like, we finally got a new Wii. Console Wii U, which I think Wii HD would still be a better name for the console if you're going to add any letters to it.
And we don't want it.
We don't want it. Well, I do want it just because it's a new console, and I probably will end up buying it, but not anytime soon. Probably when a PS4 comes out. But yeah, like, it's a new console. I don't care about it because the tablet really doesn't sell me on it because I have experienced games with an iPhone, and not my cup of tea. I just want it for Mario, like a Mario game in HD, which I've heard looks very, very, very pretty. Like a Mario HD game. Can you imagine how good that looks?
Nice and clean.
Exactly, right? And Mario's so colorful. And that's really the only reason why I want it. It's just for a Mario game. And right now, I wouldn't want it. And there's nothing... It doesn't offer anything the Wii offered us. It's not as cheap as the Wii. It has a tablet. Sure, the motion controls are there, but we don't care about the motion controls. The third-party support is finally there, but it's games we already have. But the Wii is honestly what made us start to site, in a way.
That's true. So we have to support it.
Because the Wii was, like, the console that I got back into, and I remember playing Dead Rising on the Wii, and then my brother had an Xbox, and I saw Dead Rising on the Xbox, and I instantly threw the Wii out the window and bought a 360.
Yeah, bought a 360, yeah.
We were looking at it. I remember playing, we had the Wii, and we were playing Dead Rising on the Wii, that terrible version, which we thought was awesome.
And I thought they were still good at the time, but not anymore.
Yeah, but remember Game Trailers made that video saying, like, in a Wii version, you can't drive, even though you can?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah,
not as freely as the 360.
And I remember, like, on a Wii, we had, like, 7 zombies on the screen. We're like, wow, there's so many of them. And we watched Dead Rising. And
there's, like, 60 of them.
Not only, there's, like, 100. We're like, holy shit, there's so many zombies and so many different weapons. So, yeah. But, I mean, if it wasn't for the Wii, we'd never get back in the game. Because from the Wii, you know, we sucked us back in, including other gamers, like casual gamers.
Mm-hmm. It's
back in. From there, we saw how much better the Xbox 360 was and bought a 360. And from there, I wanted a Blu-ray player, so I got a PS3. But, and, you know, I like portable games and 3DS and all that. But that's what got me hooked. Before the 3DS, I did own a DS. But I owned a DS after the Wii. So the Wii is really what got us back into gaming. And the Wii is what made us, like, excited about old games because we're like, we can rebuy our old games or relive them. And because of that, we started the site in a way.
Thank you, Nintendo.
We wouldn't be talking about a classic game. That's because the classic games that made us like want it is because, oh, we can play classic games on it. And that's what did it. It's just everything, a combination of everything. The price, the motion control, the classic games that was never done before. And just the console. And for that, that's why we saluted on Paranerds.com. You like the solid together? Saluting the week?
Yeah. And you can read the whole review at Paranerds.com.
Salute on Paranerds.com. Hey! Yeah, so that's pretty much it for this week. I do have a contest. I have a code for Sonic the Hedgehog Episode 2 on your iOS iPhone.
Interesting.
So if you want that code for your iPhone, Sonic the Hedgehog Episode 2, all you have to do is email me. The first person, because I only have one code, is email kevin@paranerds.com or leave a comment underneath the podcast section saying, hey man, I want it. And that's it. Oh, and of course, email me. Leave a comment. Or leave an email address so I can get back to you.
Yeah.
Wait for me to contact you. All you gotta say is this. Hey man, I want it. And then I will contact you and I will give you the code for Sonic the Hedgehog Episode 2 for the iOS. Which I think is really cool, guys.
How can you go wrong with that?
So, the contest for the DMC bag has been given away. I got an email back from Alfredo, I believe his name is. He asked me, and this is all you have to do, because I didn't know we had this many listeners. All you have to do, if we have a game that you want, is email, hey, can I have it? And I'll say yes. Yes, you can. He actually told me that there was no way to translate the thing backwards, so you're right, Rui.
Yeah, and he said, give it to me. And you're like, all right, you got it.
So, you know, he emailed me. He said he wanted it. I told him I'll mail it to him, so he's getting it. So that's all you gotta do. And leave comments, please, because I want to know that people are still listening, because I know that if we don't do a podcast, then I'll get like emails and stuff, but I want to know people are still listening, and clearly they are, because people are responding. But yeah, so there's going to be, what's on the pipeline for this week? There's going to be a Paper Mario review, top 10 games that give you even more bang for your buck, which is our traditional thing that we do every year around this time.
Mm-hmm.
Meganoid 2 review, which will be coming out, and what do you have on the pipeline?
Pick of the weeks, and possibly other stuff if I ever get to it.
Anyways, make sure to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/ApparentNerds, like us on Facebook. Make sure to follow our buddies, Classic Elite, who hasn't had a podcast in a while, but go check their videos out. They do really good video reviews. And For Love of Gaming Podcast, forloggpc.com. And obviously, buy gamingonbatteries.com, buy the new magazine. I'm on it, damn it. And that's pretty much it. Sorry for the awkward podcast. And sorry, it's still long enough, though, I think. Time.
It's 2 in the morning, man.
Yeah, it is. Anyways, we're going to wrap it up now because that went out longer than I expected. And we'll talk to you guys maybe next week. We'll see. Bye-bye!
Bye!
Bye! Alright, let's cut this down.